plenty to talk about. The Olympics is underway. The hockey tournament gets started tomorrow with the U.S. team playing their first game tomorrow. We're lucky enough it'll be on during the show, so we'll be able to watch it in his studios here and keep you posted on what is going on with the game. David Poile is part of Team USA, and he joins us, of course, also the GM of the Predators, and joins us from Vancouver now. David, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Not only from Vancouver, but I'm just in the Olympic Village, and we're actually having a team meal here just with all the players, and we're going to have a meeting in about 10 minutes. It's a, you know, everybody's just got in here last night, so it'll be the first function that we're going to have together, and we got to do some media stuff and some other organizational things. We go on the ice for our one practice at 6 o'clock tonight before we play our first game tomorrow at 12:30, so needless to say, it's pretty exciting.
Well, if it means anything to them, you go ahead and tell them that the Doghouse is squeezing for them big time. They're a big topic for us during this tournament, and we love those guys, so we're pulling for them to get something done.
We appreciate it.
All right. Before we jump over to that side for a second, boy, I'll tell you what, if you're going to go into a little two-week break, it's nice to do it with a win in Pittsburgh, especially with the team kind of scuffling a little bit in the last 10. Very, very big 2 points, and now you're locked into that 7-hole right now during the break, and you know, with 21 games left and a big pile of them at home, that's got a, you know, that was a good win last night, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it sure was. A good way to, you know, end the, you know, before the Olympic break. I think psychologically, your mindset, I think everybody feels that we're not in a too bad position, that we can, you know, we can play better. I mean, every, you know, there's not everything is perfect right now, but we are squeezing out victories. And I think if we can just get our scoring, you know, a little bit better, that we'll be fine. But really significant win, I think.
David Poile joining us from Vancouver as he is out there. By the way, I think it's warmer in Vancouver than it is in Nashville. It was almost warmer in Vancouver than it was in Daytona for the race yesterday. Is it getting a little, starting to feel like winter up there, or is it still in the 40s?
No, it's not. This is weird. I mean, in my travels the last about 3 or 4 weeks, I mean, we've been in snowstorms. Our flights have been delayed, everything, and come up to Vancouver, and it's in the mid-50s today. It's beautiful. There's a little bit of snow on the mountains, but not a lot. So I know they're probably a little bit disappointed. But for hockey, it's inside and the ice is good. So it'll be good for hockey.
Listen, we know that you know, there's a big lot of talk about a Russian Canadian final. There's a ton of pressure on the Canadians being on home home country here, and you know they've never won the Olympics in their home country before, in terms of hockey tournament goes, and all of that. But a U.S. Canadian final would really obviously be huge. Do you worry about animosity at all, kind of coming out of this tournament with so many players on different teams, and they got to get back together immediately and move on?
Well, it's big to everybody that's participating here. And again, you know, you got a situation where you have Ryan Suter and Shea Weber, our defense partners for the Predators, and they're going to be playing against each other this Sunday when Canada plays the U.S. So it's going to be real interesting. I mean, in my mind, the single biggest highlight, if you will, of American hockey was in 1980 when Miracle on Ice happened in Lake Placid, and I can't tell you how much that did for hockey, for the NHL, for youth hockey, the development of younger players wanting to play hockey in the United States. And, you know, for sure, I'm hoping for the same type of thing that could happen here in 2010. We got a young team, and like I say, I mean, I know we're an underdog situation, but this is a different format than the Stanley Cup playoffs. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, you play a team in a 4-7 series. And here in the Olympics, it's just a one-game shot, and we all know in one game anything can happen, whether it's good goaltending and somebody has the career game. And so, you know, I think it's a young team maybe not feeling as much pressure as, say, Canada, so let's see what happens.
All right. When you look at the way this thing sets up, obviously so much different than back in 1980 when it was, you know, all amateur hockey players other than the Russians. So it was so big, you know, to be able to go and beat the Russians in that deal. Having said that, there's a lot of talk about whether the NHL will continue to participate in this. The next Olympics is in Russia. The Russian players are already saying, forget about it, we're going to be there one way or the other. Is there any way that the NHL doesn't participate then? Because this is just too good a hockey tournament.
Well, like I say, let's see what happens these couple of weeks here. I mean, I know that logistically everything falls in place when it's in North America.
Yeah.
Time zones are no problem. It's on prime time and TV in Canada, the United States. The travel is no big deal in terms of getting back to start up the NHL season. On the other hand, when you're in Sochi, Russia, and you're basically 10 or 12 zones away, night is day, and vice versa, and nothing works. And it clearly is a situation that takes the wear and tear. But, you know, business-wise, I mean, we probably need to really, really look at it hard before we draw a line in the sand to say we're not going to play in the Olympics, because there can certainly be a lot of good that can come from it. And let's see what happens in these next couple of weeks here in Vancouver, what it does for hockey in general.
I'm probably not the only person in Nashville that's kind of hoping for a moment where maybe that kid who plays for Russia now that used to play here comes kind of skating through the zone. Maybe he's got his head down a little bit. No, you know, maybe it's a game against the Americans and it's Suter. Maybe it's a game against the Canadians and it's you know, Shea Weber. And, you know, feel free to go ahead and unload on that guy, right? Just saying.
Well, I'm sitting here, I'm looking here. I see a couple of Russians here. I see Kovalchuk over here and a couple other Russian players, but I have not seen Alexander Radulov yet. Yeah. But I'm sure I'll be running into him someday, and we'll see how he's playing. And I'm sure he'll want to tell me that he's thinking of coming back, or I guess I hope he says something like that.
Yeah, well, that would be good, I guess. I guess that would be okay, but he said that before. You know, Now, listen, let me ask you a question before I let you go. It's one thing with the skaters, because everybody's going to play, and they're going to rotate through, and they're going to get their line time and so on. But in nets, I mean, you got Ryan Miller there. You got Tim Thomas there. How do you – I know that's a coach's decision, but, man, how do they determine even that? Will they split any time, or are they just going to go with the hot guy? Have they made a decision? Is it Ryan Miller definitely is the number one guy? What's the story?
I think Ryan Miller is the number one guy. You know, I don't know what Ron Wilson's philosophy is in his first three games where it's more for seeding. But, you know, Miller, arguably up until last week or so, may be right up there with Crosby and Ovechkin as a candidate for MVP in the National Hockey League. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think you got to go with the guy that's been the best, and he clearly has been the best. So if it was up to me, I think he would be the guy I would go with.
All right. David, a pleasure to talk to you. I know you got a lot of things to do over there. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to call us from Vancouver to talk about this. Best of luck with the tournament, and go USA.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate you. David Poyle joining us from over there in Vancouver.